as Bnei Yisrael triumphantly come out of the water, there is Shiras Hayam. There's a song that Moshe sings. As Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael to Shira Zot Lashem Ayomru Lemor. This is the song that Moshe and Bnei Yisrael sang. Ashir Lashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a Sus V'rochbo Rama V'yam. Ashir Lashem, I'll sing to Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a, because he's amazing. And then afterwards we say Sus V'rochbo Rama V'yam, that the horse and the chariot were thrown into the water. The question is, how do the two statements complement each other? How do they connect? So one possibility, I believe, is Rashi says that the greatness is only God could have done that. Why? Because Sus V'rochbo Rama V'yam, the horse and the rider were attached to that, which is not consistent with what normally happens. Normally, you would just have the Sus and the Rochvo, but they wouldn't stay connected to each other. That's the greatness of God. The Medrash, though, suggests that actually there were two people speaking, or two groups of people speaking. It's Moshe Rabbeinu that says, Ashir Lashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a, amazing, amazing, how are you, God? And it's the regular people that say, Sus Rochvo Rama V'yam. What does that mean? How do we understand this Medrash? A beautiful pshat I heard from Bernard Berzon. Berzon was a Rav in Brooklyn for quite some time, and he gave his drashos and wrote them up from the 30s until, I don't know, much later. And he offers such an amazing insight. He shares the following story. There was a assassination of a high officer in the Russian army, close confidant of the Tsar. And he was in his chariot, he was in his wagon, and it was blown to pieces by a bomb. And when that happens, so everybody that was there was sitting on the street, and this person said, oh my gosh, what a travesty, the loss of life of aristocracy. Another person who was a wagon maker says, ah, can you believe it? What a beautiful wagon that was blown to pieces. What a waste. And then there was a guy that tended to horses who said, the most royal, purest bred of horses. I can't believe they were destroyed. This is what everybody said. And a New York Times reporter saw the whole thing, and he calls in to his paper and says, the end of an era has occurred in Russia. A new regime is rising. And Rabbi Berzon points out that actually is quite the story of what's going on here in our Parsha and B'Shalach. Everybody saw what they saw because they were looking at it from such a small-minded perspective. The aristocrat looked and said, ah, the loss of aristocracy. The wagon driver said, ah, the loss of a wagon. And the horse guy said, the loss of a horse. They all spoke about what was dear to them. But it was only the New York Times reporter who saw the magnitude of the event. It wasn't just these things were lost, but that something like this could happen was an indication that the end of a regime was there. How often is it that people see one thing and focus on such a detail that they miss the whole story? Moshe Rabbeinu sees everything. And he doesn't see what the Jews see, revenge and justice for their suffering. But what does he see? He sees Ashir Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a. Wow, how mighty, how powerful, how incredible is God? That's what he sees. Everybody else is looking at the details. Whoa, our tormentors and their horses have died. What a waste if something great happens and we miss everything because we're focused on that one nekuda, that one point that speaks to us. We have to try to look at the greatness of everything, recognize with it where it all comes from, that it's the Ribono Shel Olam, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, who loves us, who cares for us, who's there for us every step of the way. That's the piece that we have to see. Have a good day.